on the year. The teams met back in November, and it was a win for Rockport, 64-58. Last night, Mound City played. They lost 57-46 to Fort County. Is now 15-2 on the year. Rockport's won 10 of their last 11 games coming into this one. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the ball game for the visitors from Mound City. It will be 5'10" sophomore Creighton Roop, a 5'9" senior Cole Gillenwater, 5'10" senior Keaton Zimbel, 6'3" sophomore Chauncey Brown, and 6'3" junior Jacob Hall. You're starting five tonight for the Mound City Panthers. For Rockport Blue Jays, 5'8" senior Ozzie Hurst, 5'11" junior Corbin Jacobs, 6'1" senior Bannock Skillett, 6'1" senior Kate Makes, and 5'10" freshman Jack Meyercourt. You're starting five tonight for the Rockport Blue Jays. They've introduced the Panthers. Now the Blue Jays being introduced. The crowd on hand here tonight. 44-34, the win for the Rockport Girls night of Mound City. Our presenting sponsor is Bruna Implement Company, your KSIH dealer in Humble, Nebraska. The park sales and service also serving you from five locations in northeast Kansas. All our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button. Pick KLZA, mscsports.net. You can hear any of our games anywhere around the world. Stepping into the center circle for Mound City, it's going to be Chauncey Brown in there for Rockport, Corbin and Jacob. Mound City going right to left toward the south bucket here in the first half today. And if nobody got the tip of the air that came down, it was Corbin Jacob that tipped it back to a teammate. Off the right side, the ball goes there to Brannick Skillett. Back out to the top now to Jack Meyercourt. He didn't play the first time the two teams met. Inside to Skillett, and he'll lay it up and good from the right side over the edge, and Skillett puts his team ahead 2-0. Off the left side of the ball now, Jacob Hall. And he tries to go to the corner, knocked away, stolen. Here comes Rockford on the fly. The layup is good and foul. Cade Makings with the bucket, and he'll get the bonus free throw here. Panther foul will go on Keaton Zembles, his first. And to the free throw line for the bonus, up and good is Cade Makings, and it's quickly 5-0. Rockport, we've played 40 seconds of the game. Off the right side now to Cole Gillenwater. He'll get the ball down now, gets it right back on a tough pass. Pass to the middle, intended there for Zembles, stolen away by Rockport up the floor. And spinning in the lane, shot up is no good for Meyercourt. Offensive rebound to the Blue Jays. Blue Jays have it tipped away, goes backcourt, picking it up. Will be Rockport. Down on the right side, shot up, left-hander, no good by Corbin Jacob. Out it goes to Meyercourt for three as it's tipped away. No. Jacob again with the rebound. Goes across the lane to his teammate there. That is going to be two more for Bannock Skillen. And it's quickly 7-0. Rockport with the lead. The other way we go. Mound City ball with it. Cole Gillenwater gives the ball up there to Roop. Roop drives down the lane, tried to dump it over the top of the defense, and is out of bounds, let him too far. And it will be into the game for Mound City. Rowan Durr, a 5'10 junior. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. Skillen with it. Left side, now swinging around the right side. Meyercourt, he'll give it up in the middle for Makings. Makings, Skillen. Back to Makings, and a 15-footer, no. Skillen gets inside, gets the rebound, and the offensive glass, he's got six, and it's quickly 9-0. Timeout, Mound City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back to live action. We played 2 minutes, and now sees a 9-0 hole here. Coach Alan Altman not happy the way his offense or defense is working. And they go to the offensive end for the Panthers. The ball slapped out of bounds. They will inbound the ball. Panthers will to Rowan Durr. He'll get the ball away to Keaton Zembles. Zembles on the left side with the pass. Gets the ball down there in the corner. Now cross court and a shot short. No good by Zembles. Rebound out of bounds. Such last by Jacob Hall. Couldn't hang on to it. And it's going to be a Rockport ball. 5.5 to play. First quarter. Front court with it will be Jack Meyercourt. They turn spin through the lane. Little circle play through the lane underneath there for Rockport. They couldn't connect on the pass from the top. Out of bounds, the ball goes. Mound City basketball. To the front court with the ball. Makings to Hall. Hall back out. Pass stolen away with the takeaway. Cade Makings all the way in. Left hand, how did it possibly come out of that cylinder? That ball went all the way around the rim and climbed out the back. Holy cow. With it, Mound City front court now to Cole Gillenwater. Gillenwater, defender, lets him get away, and a shot blocked, rejected. With the block will be Cade Makings, and here come the Blue Jays in traffic. Big step, no good for Malachi Skillen to check in. And the rebound on the run the other way. And we've got traveling on Mound City as they try to get set and throw the ball into the paint. 4:39 left in this first period. Gage Knapp, 6'2 senior, and now here for the Panthers. Up the floor with the basketball comes Meyercourt, the freshman. Give the ball off to Corbin Jacobs. Give it away again. Meyercourt elevates and hits the shot. His first tonight, and it is now 11-0. Rockport with a lead. 4:20 to go, first quarter. A weave out top for the Panthers. Down the lane, stripped of the basketball. His roof taken away, and Blue Jays on the run the other way. The ball stripped away from behind by Mound City, and it will be Blue Jay basketball underneath their own basket. Here come three Blue Jays back in the game. Ozzie Hurd, Brannick Skillen, and also Reed Miller, a 6'2 senior in the game for the Blue Jays. Get it into Skillen. They'll go out top with it. Swing it around the perimeter. Makey's back to the left side into the hands of Brock Holmes, a 5'8 freshman who checked in. Now off the left side, an 18-footer around, around, and down it goes. Cade Makey with five, and it's now 13-0. Rockport leads. Three-pointer at the other end on the rim. Won't go for Keaton Zembles. Tie up on the rebound, and that should belong to the Panthers, I believe. It does. Underneath their own bucket. Mound seal inbound. Keaton Zembles ready. Everybody lined up across the lane. Sideline to sideline, the baseline, inbound, tipped away, stolen, and a layup at the other end by Ozzie Hurst. And Alan Ottman going to burn another timeout here with 3:36 to go in the first quarter, and his team finds themselves in a 15-0 hole. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
Rockport off to a 15-0 start here. Start this ball game. Panther basketball. They'll head up the floor with it. Left side, Zembles down in the corner to Gillenwater. Back out top to Roof. Roof moving left. Pull-up jumper, 10-footer, won't go. Skillen with a rebound for Rockport. Coming up the floor with the basketball now, Ozzie Hurst off the right side to Holmes. Holmes is a freshman. Hurst is a senior. Now man-to-man defense by Mound City on the right side of the circle, and now a pass underneath to Skillen, knocked away, but it finds its way to Reed Miller. He can't connect, and there'll be Creighton Roof with a rebound for Mound City. The Panthers get on the board this trip. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Moving up the floor, Keaton Zembles goes in, pass to the middle. Tip coming down in the hands of Gage Knapp, and Gage elevated the shot, got fouled, will go to the line to try to get the Panthers on the board that way. Will be called on who? Oh, 25, Reed Miller. His first foul of the game on Rockport. Free throw is up and good. With the point, Gage Knapp. Knapp ready. Free throw up, off the back, no good. Skill on the rebound. He'll get rid of it. Coming up the floor now will be Rockport with the ball, Cade Makey. Swing it right side for Hurst, around a defender to the baseline. Now Skillen. Skillen dribbles in from the right side, gives the ball back to the top to Holmes. Holmes will go right, Reed Miller. Miller in the free throw circle will give the ball up there to Cade Makey. Hurst, big step, leaves it back out for Holmes for three, no good. Rebound, offensive end for Ozzie Hurst. His outlet saved by Reed Miller. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it is Skillen with it. Well, I think he would tell you that was a brick. He missed everything but the bottom of the backboard on the opposite side of where he shot at that time. And now up the floor comes Mound City after the rebound. Give the ball off to Rowan Durr. Durr's pass stolen away, going in. Oh, my. That was nearly an intentional foul. Rockport will head to the line. Let's see who put the foul on here for Mound City. Foul will go on Keaton Zembles, his second. Second foul of the quarter. Leading the way was Cade Macon, so he had a breakaway. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. He got a push and went right on by the basket. Couldn't hardly get the shot up there. He'll get one more. It's now 16-1, and off the back, no. Rebound picked off by Cole Gillenwater. He'll get the ball to Keaton Zembles. Zembles walking up the floor, right side, down in the right corner for Gillenwater. Gillenwater stops, shoots from 10 feet up, no good. Rebound weak side, Ozzie Hurst on the left side of the bucket. Up the floor traveling, Jack Meyercourt saw where he wanted to go but tried to stop and couldn't. Into the game, Malachi Skillen to Rockport. To the front court, comes down to the minute 13 on the clock. First period, with it, Roop. Great Roop, drives right. Ball clearly got away from his pass, tipped away by Bannock's gun, and it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Minute two to go in this first quarter. Bring it in the backcourt with the ball now, Keaton Zembles. Zembles working up the left side. Dribbles, Keaton dribbling. Now passes it off there. And a drive in, a shot up and good for Chauncey Brown. Did it count? Bucket is good, and the foul will go on Skillen. His first is Bannock Skillen, second foul of the game for him, second team foul. Brown for the bonus, it's up, it's good. Chauncey Brown gets the Panthers within 16-4. Now on the right side, with 42 seconds to play, front court, Rockport ball. Malachi Skillen off to Hurst for swinging, right side to Bannock Skillen. Dribbles in, passes it away now to Bannock. Left side with the basketball. And now elevating, shooting, Meyercourt can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Brown on the run the other way. He'll take it all the way to the baseline, he'll pull up and he'll shoot it from 12 feet and hit it. Chauncey Brown with 5, and now it's 16-6. The lead is down to 10. To the other end, 3-ball up, 3-ball down from the left side for Malachi Skillen. It's 19-6, and at the buzzer, shot won't go from beyond midcourt for the Panthers. After one, Rockport 19, Mound City 6. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain you with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
One quarter in the books in our boys' game tonight, and we're ready for the second period to get underway. Rockport with the lead and the basketball. They lead 19-6. Up the floor with the basketball, Jack Meyercourt, and out it goes. And a three-pointer on the way for Cade Macon is good. He's got 9 points already, and the lead is 22-6. The other way we go, and the ball stolen away by Meyercourt. ahead. He goes a layup at the other end. Up and good for Mason. He's got 11. The lead is now 18 for the Blue Jays. Quickly, it'll be Roof for three. No, rebound to Hall. Put up. Can't connect. Skillen with the rebound. That's Bannock. He'll get it out of there to Meyer court. Freshman pushes it up the floor. Had a man underneath and a quick hand on defense by Mounts' Jacob Hall. Knocks the ball and deflects it out of bounds. Cade Makings will trigger for the Panthers. From the baseline, he looks out top to Bannock Skillen. Back to Meyer court. Three ball from straight out in front. Short, no good. Rebound comes down to Keaton Zembles of Mound City. Panthers walking it up the floor. Pass the ball away. Gillenwater back down in the corner. Roop. And it's Gillenwater for three. No good. And the rebound. Ouch. Two players connect for it. They're going to say it goes out of bounds off of Jacob. Chauncey Brown hit the deck pretty hard there. He's wishing that he called a foul, but they didn't. He and Jacob both ended up gliding in the air. Inbounding the basketball will be Keaton Zembles. Pass out top to Hall. He'll get it away. And a three-pointer up and down for the top of the key for Creighton Roof. 24-9 is our lead for Rockport. Meyercourt's up the floor. Now we got a push foul on Mound City on a screen set by Rockport. Panther foul will go on Chauncey Brown, his first foul of the second quarter. Rowan Durr in, a 5'10 junior for Mound City. Bringing in backcourt for Meyercourt. Freshman brings it up off to Bannock Skillen. Back to the top to Corbin Jacob. The top looking at Makings. Off to Bannock Skillen. Moving in, across the lane with the pass. Now to Corbin Jacob. The top of the key to Meyercourt. Right side he goes to Makings. Back to Bannock Skillen. He dribbles. He'll give the ball up for Jacob. Thought about it, didn't take it. Meyercourt will dribble down, lost it, got it back. Now a pass inside the paint. Skillen outside of the box, can't connect. And the rebound brought down by the Panthers by Roop. Roop will get the ball away to Zembles to the front. Back to Roop, cut off. Trying to run the right sideline, now moves in. We have a push foul or a held ball. We're going to have a foul on the Panthers, on the Rockport Blue Jays, on Brock Holmes, who checked in. His first foul, team foul number one of the quarter. 24-9, Rockport leading. Bring the ball into Hall, out top to Gillenwater. Cole will take it around and a long three-pointer by Roop off the mark, no good. Weak side rebound out on the sideline to Meyercourt. Right side making three ball, no. Got knocked down after the shot. Offensive rebound to the Blue Jays. Meyercourt will set the offense. He'll take cross court. And a three-pointer up, no good by Malachi Skillen. He went down as the shot was fired, and he'll be at the line to shoot three. Panther foul on Creighton Roop, his first, team foul number two of the quarter. At the line, once again, Malachi Skillen, free throw up, off the mark, no good. He's got 3 points the ball game, looking for four here. Getting set. On the way up, in and out, no good. He'll get one more. He'll get another free throw attempt here. Ready. Up. No. All three of them came up off the mark. Rebound to the Panthers, and it's going to be down the lane with the ball. Zembles. Gets out on the right side now. Pass the ball away. Zembles got it back. With the ball there, Rowan Durr for a moment. Now high post. With it to Hall. Back out top. Durr moving in. Floats it up. Too strong. Rebound. Follow. No good by Jacob Hall. And the rebound to the Blue Jays. 4:45 left, making space for three, or rather that was Malachi Skillet. Went around a defender, got bumped, got fouled. Panther foul on Rowan Durr, his first, team foul number three of the quarter. In for Mount State, Gage Knapp again, seen down will be Jacob Hall. Inbounding will be Rockport. Bring it in, Meyer Court. Comes off the screen, puts it up and in. His second field goal makes it 26-9. The lead is 17. To the front in the lane. Finger roll won't go for Zumbel. Rebound to the Blue Jays and up the floor with the basketball once again. Comes Meyer Court. They'll get it off to Ozzie Hurst. The Meyer Court between the circles, dribbling in, leaves it down low, left side. Feed Makings and a bullet pass underneath and missing the layup. Malachi Skillen and the rebound coming down to the Panthers and to the front. Zimbles with the basketball. Off it goes to Creighton Roop and he didn't make a clean catch. Looking to see where he wanted to go and the ball got through his hands and the Blue Jays take it away. Byron Cork will hand it off to Hurst, or rather Jacob. That's Corbin Jacob with it. Now he goes to Cade Makings, backing in, double teamed, spun out of it. Leaves out to Hurst for three, too strong. Rebound tip by the Blue Jays. Good job keeping it alive there. Now a lob in to Jacob. Stripped to the basketball as he went up for the shot. And it will be a Rockport basketball. Bannock Skillen, Brock Holmes, and Reed Miller checking in for Rockport. Here is Coach Aaron Carver, brings in three more players. Out top with it, Ozzie Hurst, cross court. He comes with a pass to Makings. And now a three-pointer up by Holmes, won't go. Rebound is grabbed by Mount City's Cole Gillenwater. Gillenwater out on the left side will give the ball up there for Rowan Durr. Right side with it, Zimbels, pass to the middle. Getting his man in the air was the Panther ball handler, Gage Knapp, but we have a foul on Rockport. Foul will go on Bannock still in his second. Second foul of the quarter. Long shot to the right side. No good by the Panthers. Put up down there. I believe that was Rowan Durr. Rockport got the rebound, and the rebounder lost his balance, fell to the floor. Call for traveling. So now to trigger it in from the baseline will be Gillenwater. Right, that was Zimbel. And now inside the pass, knocked away, stolen by Rockport. They lost control of it. Picking it up was Cole Gillenwater. He slipped and fell and got called for traveling right here in front of us. Well, partially that play, slipping. We're playing in the old gym. You're just joining us, the new gym here. The newer gym has the floor severely water damaged. We're playing in the old gym here tonight. Before the new one goes in, starting tomorrow. Spin in the lane and a foul and a push as the shot's elevated up by Cade Makings. Foul on Mound City. This one's going to go against Cole Gillenwater. His second. Team foul number four in the second quarter. My foul went. I'm sorry, that foul went.
Who?
Yeah, Mount City. That's right. Yeah, Bannock Skillen, left side at the elbow. Pass to the middle. Back out from the middle from Reed Miller. And now it'll be set up again by Skilling. Left side of the ball, making, looking, the work. Gets the ball down on the baseline, driving in. Hurst backs his way in and puts it up off the glass for two. And it's 28-9. Biggest lead of the ball game, 19 for Rockport. To the front court we go with the basketball now. And a pass underneath intended there for Rowan Durr. Too tall on the pass from Zimbel, and the ball's out of bounds, and the Blue Jays get it back. Wholesale changes here for Rockport. Corbin Jake in the ball game. Back in there is Jack Meyer, of course. On the right side with it, Brock Holmes. Now into Bannock Skillen. dumps it underneath. Couldn't connect. It's free, picked up by Rockport into the paint. Holmes can't get it. Rebound to Jacobs. And it's going to be grabbed away by Mound City by Creighton Rupton. Knocked away out of bounds by the Blue Jays. Panther ball with a minute 38 to go in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our scoring summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Off the right side, now it goes to the Panthers. Cole Gillenwater, he tries to drive in, gets cut off, gets the ball away, and now Creighton Roof drives the right side, able to lay it off the glass for his second hoop, and it's 2011 Rockport. To the front is Jack Meyercourt. Passes off, now down low to Skillet, cutting through the lane and hitting the layup will be Corbin Jacob, his first bucket, the assist to Bannock Skillet. And the lead is 19 again. 54 seconds to go in the half. To the front, cutter underneath, nice pass, and unable to connect is Cole Gillenwater. Zemel with a really nice pass that time, right underneath the hoop. Here's Meyercourt in trouble. Finger roll at the other end, up, no good. The rebound to the Panthers with 35 seconds to go in the half. To the front court, here comes Zembles off the left side for three. Too strong, put up there by Rowan Durr. Rebound gets off of the Blue Jays, out of bounds. It'll belong to the Panthers with 26 seconds to go in quarter number two. Inbounding the ball will be the Panthers from the baseline. They look. Lob it out top, making the catch. Rowan Durr. Durr tried to back down, lost the ball. It's picked up by Keaton Zembles. Right side out to Creighton Roof for three. No good. Meyercourt to the front with 13 on the clock. Keeps his dribble at 10. Man-to-man defense by the Panther. Now Bannock Skillen moving down the left side. And now four on the clock. And it's going to be a desperation shot. And partially blocked was put up there by Malachi Skillen. At the half, in our boys' game, it's Rockport 30, Mound City 11. 30-11, the lead to the Rockport Blue Jays here at halftime of our boys' game. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime wrap-up after this two-minute break on Sunday 101.3.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pods and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime. Our report brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC is close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the first half, our boys game, it was Mound City being led by Chauncey Brown and Creighton Roof, 5 points apiece for those two for Mound City, a pair of sophomores, and 1 point for Gage Knapp for their total of 11. Mound City went 2 of 3 at the free throw line in the first half tonight, 2 fouls each on Keaton Zumbles and Cole Gillenwater. For the Rockport Blue Jays in the first half tonight, they are led by Cade Makins. He had 11 in the first half. Down the line, Ozzie Hurst has 4. Corbin Jacob, 2. 6 points for Bannock Skillen. 3 points for Malachi Skillen. And 4 for Jack Meyercourt in the first half. Rockport, 2 out of 6 at the free throw line. 2 fouls on Bannock Skillen. Nobody else with more than 1 for the Rockport Blue Jays in the first half of tonight's game. 30-11 to final, the halftime score of boys' game. And our girls' game tonight, it was a win for Rockport girls. They beat Mound City 44-34 tonight. Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC. It's close to home, but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break, check in with the weather, hear from our spots. We'll be back here in just about 5 minutes or so on Sunny 101.3 with second half action.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy tonight with lows around 42. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 48. Dry with temps well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-50s to the low 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salscaper, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your healthcare needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over
80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agent.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the team's coming back out on the floor here for the second half of tonight's action between Mound City and Rockport Blue Jays. At halftime, our score is 30-11. Rockport with a lead over the Mound City Panthers tonight. Our game is brought to you by the title sponsor, Bruni and Lewin County, your Keyside Dealer and Humboldt for parts and service and sales. That's Bruni and Lewin and Humboldt. They also serve you from five locations around Northeast Kansas. Coming up later this week on Sunny 101.3, we will have more basketball coming your way on Thursday night. That's going to be Johnson, Brock, and Freeman to take on the Falcons. That should be some really high-level basketball between those two teams. I believe all four teams, the girls and the boys, are all ranked this week. And over on KTNC on Thursday, the Fall City Tigers will be hosting the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans. I'll have that one for you on KTNC on Thursday night as well. Next week, girls sub-district. Can you believe it already? Here we go. The other way, Mound City basketball. Coming off the ball with it is going to be Cole Gillenwater. Knocking the ball away, Cade Makings. Panthers trigger in front of their own bench here. That's Cole Gillenwater. They go left to right as we look at it here in the second half. Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3. KLZA Falls City and Mound City. Three-pointer right side. Up, no good for Chauncey Brown. Rebound to Makings, and here come the Blue Jays. To the front, Jacob inside to Skillen. Bannock Skillen turns around, a little reverse layup. Up and good. He's got eight in the game. And the lead is now 21 points. Come the other way, down low on the baseline. And trying to save it in is Creighton Roop on a pass wide of the mark. He tried to save it in, but he threw it back in and it went right to the Blue Jays. Skillen on the left side, elevates from 15. It's up, it's down. He's got back-to-back hoops and 10 points in the game. The lead is 23. Pushing it up the front on the right side now. In it goes to Hall. Jacob kicks it out of there. To the right side of the basketball now. Dribble drive. Gillenwater can't get it to go. Rebound grabbed up by Chauncey Brown of the Panthers. He'll fire it up. No good. Rebound Meyercourt tripped going by the Mound City bench. Lost the ball out of bounds, and it belongs to the Mound City Panthers at midcourt. Bringing the ball in will be Mound City. Up the floor with it. Keaton Zumbles. Beaton holds. He looks. He goes cross-court now to Creighton Roop. Roop moving up. Stripped of the ball with a steal. Ozzie Hurst all the way in. Good hustle back, but a foul called on Creighton Roop. He tried to slap the ball away. Picks up his first foul of the ball game. First foul of the half. That's not a shooting foul. Okay. Inbounding will be Makings to the corner with it to Corbin Jacob. Out top, Skillen for three. It's on the rim. It won't go. Tipped back out to him by Roop. And now over to the right side. Three ball for Hurst. No good. Jacob, Corbin Jacob with the rebound. The putback, no, but a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Corbin Jacob called for the foul. Picks up his first. All right, here we go, Mound City basketball. 6 minutes to go in the quarter. with it, working around, is Keaton Zimble off to Hall, cross court, and it's going to be three ball. Roop won't go. Rebound picked up by Jack Meyercourt. Bounce pass ahead. Leave it back for Skillen. Thought about it. Didn't. Drives into the paint. Tried to elevate. Got blocked. Tips it. Won't go. Tips it again. It won't go. Corbin Jacob with the try. No. Ends up with another rebound. And he'll give it to Ozzie Hurst. Reset the offense. To Skillen. Left side to Meyercourt. Dribble drive. Baseline. Hit the rim on the way up with a shot. The grab by Keaton Zimble. Here come the Panthers. Zimble. Leave it off for Hall. Top of the key. Left side. Three ball open and in and out. No good by Chauncey Brown. Rebound picked off by Cade Makings of Rockport. Meyercourt to the front. Leaves off there for Corbin Jacob. Goes down to Makings. Elevates. 10-footer left baseline. Up and good. He's got 13 in the game. And a timeout is called. The lead is now 25. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
4 minutes, 58 seconds left in the third quarter. Rockport enjoying a 36-11 lead over the Mound City Panthers. This Highway 275 conference basketball game here tonight at Rockport. And we got an offensive foul underneath. I didn't see what happened. I was watching the ball come up the floor. Foul called on Cole Gillenwater, his third. Second foul of the third quarter on Mound City. To the front we go, and now with it, Mound City on defense, and Rockport working against the man-to-man. Down in the right corner with the basketball there is freshman Brock Holmes. He'll bring it around the top, go to his classmate Meyercourt, the leaner, up and good about 14 feet away. Meyercourt now with six, and the lead is 27. To the front, Zimbles with it. To the top, gives it off there to Brown, Chauncey Brown, down the lane, up, but the finger roll won't go. Rebound brought down by Brock Holmes. He tried to get the pass out of there. It's tipped away by Brown out of bounds. Here comes Gage Knapp back in for the Panthers. Rockport will counter with Reed Miller here. Halfway through, just about in the third quarter here at Rockport tonight. Up the right side of the basketball, now with the ball in the hands of Brock Holmes. Swinging around to the right side, Makings with it to the top. Give the ball away there for Malachi Skillen, who's into the game on that last break. They're down in front of the scores table. We can't see him coming. The Rockport, we can't see their bench. Skillen driving down the left side. Elevates, shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. That could be, that's Gillenwater, that's four, and it is on Cole, his fourth. Team foul number, it's only two up on the board. I'm sure they called three fouls on Mount City this quarter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Cade Makings. He now got 14 points in the ball game. He'll check out of the contest. Back in for the Panthers is Rowan Durr, the 5'10 junior. Lefty up. No on the free throw. Rebound or the scramble. It's on the deck. Hot potato, who's got it? Mound City comes out with it, gets away to Keaton Zimble. About four players had to bowl that ball at 1 point. Chauncey Brown, or was that Rufo's Roop driving to the hole? He elevated to coming in from the left side and got the shot blocked, but got fouled. I think one guy blocked it, one guy fouled him. It's going to be called on Malachi Skillen, his first team foul number two of the half on Rockport. Roop at the line for the first time has 5 points in the ball game. Three-pointer, a two-pointer, and now a one-pointer. As he makes the free throw, and it's 39-12. Free throw up. No good. Long rebound comes out to Jack Meyerkorth. Quickly ahead to Holmes as he spun. The ball's knocked away out of bounds. Amounts is Nicholas Ivey, who checked in, a 5'7 sophomore. So inbounding, the trigger man is Cade Makings for Rockport. Bounce the ball in. It gets in there to Reed Miller. Miller dishes it off, driving through the lane, missing the shot. Malachi Skillen. Panthers come down to the rebound. Skillen, or that is rather Holmes, giving him some fits coming up before. A three-pointer up span off the mark. No good by Gillenwater. Rebound to Meyerkorth at the three-minute mark of the third quarter. 39-12. All the way in goes Meyerkorth as he elevates and reach in. They strip the ball away. We're going to have a foul on Creighton Roof. That'll be his third and the third team foul of the period. At the line will be a freshman, Jack Meyerkorth. First trip to the line tonight. Has 6 points. Missed that short off the front edge. Into the game again for Rockport, Bannock Skillen, 6'1 senior. Second free throw, rattles and bangs, and it won't go. Grabbing the rebound for Mound City will be Gage Knapp. To the front, here comes Keaton Zembles. Up the floor, left side, dishes off for Durr. Down it goes in the corner, three ball, left side, up and good for Creighton Roof. That gives him 9 in the game, and it's 39-15. To the front for the answer, no. Rebound out of bounds, touch last by Mound City's Rowan Durr after the three-pointer put up out there. So triggering will be Cade Makings. He'll be back in the game. Out top with it. Checking in there again is Ozzie Hurst as well. Three-pointer is no good by Holmes. Rebound to the Panthers. 2:20 to play in the third. Right side, moving in. Ivy dishes the ball underneath. Knapp up, down, and a foul. Good ball movement by Mound City there. Gage Knapp with his first field goal now has 3 points in the ball game. Foul is on 11. Okay, Bannock Skillen picks up his third. Free throw on the way up and in and out, no good. The rebound grabbed by Makings of Rockport. To the front court come the Blue Jays. Bannock Skillen on the right elbow holds the basketball, goes out top with it for Makings. Back to the top to Holmes. Holmes left side, Bannock Skillen looking. Comes off to Hurst. Hurst dribbles, moves to the left side, tried to drive, got cut off. Gives it up for Holmes. He'll go into the paint, elevate, 10-footer, good. Brock Holmes with his first two of the ball game, and it's 41-17 Rockport. To the front court come the Panthers, and they throw to the corner, got away, Skillen with the steal, heading down the lane, he'll dish it off to Holmes, backs in, pulls up, shoots, no, Skillen tried for the tip, couldn't get it, comes down to the hand of his teammate Miller, he couldn't connect, and now the rebound picked up by Creighton Roof of Mound City. To the front court come the Panthers. Gillenwater, that is Zembles in the paint. Tried to turn and pass it back, stolen away by Makey. Little stutter step, now he finds a clear path to the hole. Can't connect, rebound to Roof, and here come the Panthers on the move. Roof to the top of the key, goes around a defender, elevates, it won't go. Skillen with the grab, the rebound. Out of there for Ozzie Hurst the other way. 41-17 and 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Rockport leading here in our 275 conference basketball game. Off the left side with it once again, Ozzie Hurst looking around. Gets the ball to Holmes. Holmes to Skillen. Takes it in on the block. Turn around. Makings in and out. How did that come out of there? But it did. Halfway in the hole, it comes out and rebounding is Gage Knapp. In the middle, shot up, resembles long ago, 17 seconds ago, and the other way comes Ozzie Hurst for the Blue Jays. 41-17, give it a Skillen, 10 on the clock between the circles, moving right, gets the ball away to Makings, and now out to Hurst. Ozzie holds it, looks, Skillen, turn around, they got a piece of that one, and that one in the third. It's Rockport 41, Mound City 17, We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back to the fourth quarter action we go here. It is Rockport ball. Bannock Skillen with the game ball. Passes off, gets it right back here, and now gets the ball away to Malachi Skillen. Out on the top, pass the ball away. Driving down, shooting, missing will be Jacob, Corbin Jacob. Ball out of bounds. They said such last by Mound City. It'll be Corbin Jacob to inbound the basketball. From the baseline, he'll bring it in there for Malachi Skillen. Now Bannock Skillen has it. He'll get the ball away to Meyercourt, the freshman. Works around a defender, passes across the floor to Malachi. To the top, and now Bannock Skillen, three ball. On the rim, no. Tipped rebound. Comes down in the hands of Jacob Hall. Hall in the front court gets the ball to Keaton Zimbles. Over to Roop. Roop gives the ball and Hall for three. No. Weak side rebound on the far side by Jack Meyercourt. Freshman brings it up. To the top. Off to Brock Holmes now. Back to Meyercourt. Firing a three ball up and short. No good is Jacob. Rebound brought down by the Panthers by Keaton Zimbles. Zimbles to the front, works the dribble side to side, split defenders and got called for traveling as he went between the two defenders. Hitting the floor was Malachi Skillen, and that caused the travel probably. 6:33, the clock stopped here in the fourth period. Off the right side, up the floor with the ball, Corbin Jacobs. Into the middle, Meyercourt with a big step, rejected. He traveled with it as well. Panthers will have it. Need to come the length of the floor here. Get the ball in to Keaton Zimbel, the 5'10 senior. Up the floor he goes with it to Chauncey Brown. And now out to the left corner, three ball up, no good by Gillenwater, and a follow-up good on the tip by Creighton Roof. He's now got 11 points to lead the Panthers at 41-19. And now we've got a whistle, an offensive foul away from the ball. I think they're going to get Corbin Jacob. Nope, they got 13 instead. That foul on Malachi Skillen, his second, first foul of the quarter. Rockport brings Cade Makings back in the ballgame. Oh, bringing the ball up the floor will be Keaton Zimbles. Zimbles up the floor. Off it goes to Hall. Left side corner. Three ball off the mark. No good by Panthers. That was Cole Gillenwater that put it up. Offensive rebound on the end by Chauncey Brown. He got fouled on the putback attempt and will go to the line to shoot to Cade Makings with the foul. Free throw up and good. 6 points now for Chauncey Brown. Lead is now down to 21. Second one up, second one good. And the lead of 20, 41-21. The 5:39 to play in this ball game. off the left side. It goes to Skillen. Bannock Skillen shoots across the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Jacob. He'll dish it out of there. Now Skillen will fire. It's a two-pointer on the left wing for the senior. He's got a dozen. 43-21, 5:15 to play. Highway 275 conference basketball your way. And the ball knocked loose. Rockport chasing it down. Mound City did not. I don't know if say it went out of bounds. Mound City got. The thing you don't like to see from Mound City, they got beat on the hustle that time. They didn't run back hard after that ball. And Rockport was going to try to get an easy layup out of it. Just about did. Off the other way we go, and the ball is loose, picked up, now throw in to Hall as he elevates the shot. He's fouled, and Jacob Hall going to the line to shoot a pair. Rockport foul on Ozzie Hurst, his first team foul, number 3 of the quarter. Hall at the line for the first time for the 6'3 junior. It's up, it's off the mark. He'll get one more here. Already up, got it, his first point of the night. It's 43-22. Up the floor, Rockport Blue Jays with the basketball to Ozzie Hurst off the left side. Fire court to Bannock Skillen to the top of the key. He'll go to Corbin Jacobs, and now back to Skillen. Fake the long three. Now he'll pass it away. Across the near side of the floor to Corbin Jacob again. Now Meyercourt will reset the offense at 4.5 to play. To Skillen driving in, got the man in the air, off the glass for two. 14 for Skillen. 45-22, Rockport leading. 14 for Skillen, 14 for Cade Makings. Driving, pulling up, shooting in and out, no good by Keaton Zimbels. Rebound to Skillen. Ahead, Meyercourt gives the ball up there for Makings. Back to Makings, fake the three, drives to the paint, left hand up, rolls around, won't go. Rebound brought down by Jacob Hall at the 3:52 mark for the ball game. Has it right side now to Chauncey Brown. He drives and finger roll from the right side is good. Chauncey Brown now has 9 in the ball game. 45-24, the lead is 21 for the Rockport Blue Jays. Off the right side now, the Cade Makings in the paint. Bannock Skillen, fall away, turnaround jumper up and good. He's got 6 in the quarter, 16 in the game for the senior. To the front court, timeout, Mound City trailing 47-24. They take the timeout. We'll take a break. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3 in 30 seconds.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Rockport High School. I'm John Nixon, along with you here tonight as we get ready for the final 3:22 of this ball game tonight at Rockport. Rockport looking for a clean sweep. They won the girls' game 44-34. And now have a 23-point advantage in this one. It led by as many as 28 in the second half. And the ball comes in a very tough defense on the inbound by Rockport. Foul called on Reed Miller, his second. Team foul number 4 of the fourth quarter. Bringing it into backcourt now to Creighton Roof. Coming up the floor, leaves it off there for Keaton Zimbels. Zimbels trying to move to the left side. Pass it out, tipped away. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Ozzie Hurst of the Blue Jays. Triggering will be Creighton Roof. He'll bring it into Zimbels. He looks, moves, tried to pass underneath to Hall. Tipped it away, and the ball is now pushed away. tried to get it over to the corner. Checking in that last time out was John Gard, a 6'1 freshman for Mound City. So he's in the ball game now. Zembles dribbles it around out top. Pass underneath and a shot up, but a whistle and a foul on Rockport as it's Gillenwater going to the hole. Foul is on 24, Brock Holmes, his second. 15 fouls, and now he's shooting free throws. The rest of the game, old Gillenwater can't connect there. Mound City was 3 out of 6 after 3 quarters at the line. 3 out of 4 out of 6 now here in quarter number 4. 47-25, 2:45 to play. Out to the top with it, Brock Holmes, the freshman. Gives the ball off there to Tarver Munz, who just checked in. Munz playing on the left side wing. With the ball, pass back to the top to Holmes. Holmes looking now to Hurst. Down low to Munz. Wants to shoot, can't get open. Spins all the way around. Here comes a whole different bunch of Rockport Blue Jays ready to check into the game. Holmes with it, left side. Off to Munz. And traveling against the Blue Jays. Hey, everybody's coming in. Weston Amther, 5'8 freshman in for the Blue Jays. Caden Cook is in. He is a freshman. Try to catch him if we can. PC Millsap in, a 5'10 freshman. Dayton Hayes, a 6'1 freshman. He's in the ball game. And Jaden Guy, the 5'8 freshman for Rockport. Had a drive to the hole and a layup is good for Nicholas Ivey, who just checked into the game for Mound City. He's in there. John Gard stayed in the ball game. Gage Knapp back in there. Also still in, Chauncey Brown. There's a shot, elevated, and a whistle and a foul. Also in for Mound City is Heath Pierman, a 5'8 freshman. Foul on Creighton Roof, his fourth. First foul of the quarter on the Panthers, but it's a shooting foul now at the line. Caden Cook, 5'8 sophomore, to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. He'll get another one here. Cook gets ready, eyes the bucket, lets her fly. It's up and it's good again. So 49-47 is our score now. And at the other end, a shot up, no, for the Panthers. Won't go that time for Bierman. Coming the other way with the basketball now, Guybe with it. He looks, he drives baseline, he's under the bucket, he passes it out of there. With the ball is Caden Cook. He'll get the ball in the middle, shot up by Dayton Hayes, no good. Rebound to the Blue Jays, picked up by Casey Millsap. Millsap to Guybe, and now back left side of the 110 mark, and a drive and a throw across the lane. Weston Amther trying to get it through there. Out of the game comes Casey Millsap, and back in for the Blue Jays will be Trevor or Carver Munz. Creighton Roof brings it up for Mound City. Top of the key. Off the left side, he goes there for Ivy. Ivy on the left side, dribbling in, pass off, taken away, stolen by Rockport to the front. Weston Amther goes all the way up. Tried to scoot from the side. It wouldn't go. Rebound brought down, and Dayton Hayes drives to the hole and gets fouled as he elevates for the shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two with 44 seconds to go. Foul on Roop. That may be 5 on Creighton. Is that right? No, no. They called on 4. I'm sorry. They don't have a 4. Free throw up is good by Hayes. I say it is on Roop, that's his 4th. Okay. No, whatever. Second on the way. 51-27 for the gut in the official book. That's where we'll stay. To the front, Ivy with the basketball off to Roof. Roof with a bounce pass down underneath the Knapp. Nice move. Hit the bottom of the rim, and now the rebound brought down by the Blue Jays. It's going to be Caden Cook with the ball to the front court. Off the right side, and a 3 ball up and down. three-pointer for Carver Munt, and the crowd goes wild at this end. 54-27, and 11 seconds to go. Panthers inside, turn around, little jump hook up, no good by guard. Follow-up by Ivy, won't go, guard up, and down. They're going to count the bucket. So John Guard gets the final bucket, the final score. Rockford 54, Mound City 29. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our final wrap-up of this game, the stat summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services of Fall City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. Scoring in our boys' game tonight for the Mound City Panthers. They dropped to 6-16 on the year. They're led by Creighton Roop. He had 11 in the ball game, 9 for Chauncey Brown. It is Cole Gillenwater, 1. Nicholas Ivey with 2. We have 2 for John Guard, 3 for Gage Knapp, and 1 for Jacob Hall. Mount City 7-12 at the free throw line. For the Rockport Blue Jays tonight, they are led by Panic Skillany at 16 in the ballgame, 14 for Cade Makings. After that, Ozzie Hurst with 4, Corbin Jacob with 2, 2 for Dayton Hayes, 3 for Malachi Skillen, Caden Cook with 2, 3 for Tarver Munch, 6 for Jake Meyerkorth, and 2 for Brock Holmes. Rockport went 7-14 at the free throw line tonight. In the girls game, it's a Rockport win. They're now 15-5 on the year. 44-34 the final. Mountain City now 13-9. Mountain City led by Maggie Osborne with 12, 9 each for Katie Kreider and Miranda Rigger. Leading the way for Rockport tonight, 17 for Ella Meyerkorth and 9 for Avery Meyerkorth, 7 each for Dylan Kemmerling and Shaney Vogler. That's going to wrap it up tonight. Our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services of Fall City and Auburn. DJ Kertosh Arm Connect, it's your future. Let them protect it. That is going to wrap it up. I'm John Nixon from Rockport for Tom Keith back to the studio. Don't forget basketball coming up Thursday on Sunny 101.3. It will be Johnson Brock's Eagles at Freeman to take on the Falcons with Randy Gatula. From Rockport, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3.